Greetings, this is Hui Ping from University of Texas at Austin. I'm the second year PhD student in Professor Incorvia's lab. Starting from February 2022, our lab and Professor Pinto's lab in Portugal University work together on this research project, developing new 2D nanomaterials for cancer phototherapy. Phototherapy for cancer cells is basically using nanomaterials as a heat-generating agent under the exposure of near-infrared radiation. Since we need the agent to be small enough to enter the cancer cells, the size of the nanomaterial should be smaller than 200 nanometer. We noticed that 2D materials such as transition metal dicalcogenides are promising candidates of the photothermal therapy due to their unique structures and optical properties. Transition metal dicalcogenides, also called TMDs, they consist of 2D layers and each layer is thinner than 1 nanometer. Because there are only weak van der Waals forces between the 2D layers, those layers can be easily separated in water by liquid exfoliation. For example, applying ultrasonication bath or using magnetic stir bar to mix the material and water. The advantage of liquid exfoliating TMDs is that we can produce large amount of 2D nanoflakes solutions starting from TMD bulk powders, which is a rather simple and low-cost method to produce nanomaterials as photothermotherapy agents. Besides, the total surface area considerably increases when the TMD bulk powders are broken into nanoflakes, which suggests enhanced absorbance and high thermal conversion efficiency. The goal of this project is for producing TMD nanoflakes solutions within lateral size smaller than 200 nanometer, thickness smaller than 10 nanometer, and concentration as high as 1 milligram per milliliter. We have applied liquid exfoliation on several kinds of TMDs with different time parameters, also different centrifugation parameters to collect nanoflakes within suitable lateral size and thickness. The structure of TMD nanoflakes are studied through atomical force microscopy and transmission electron microscopy. The absorbance and photothermal conversion efficiency of the TMD solution are measured and analyzed. Besides, we are also interested in using magnetic materials as the agents of photothermotherapy and magnetic hyperthermia therapy at the same time. If you have any new magnetic 2D materials and would like to apply them on cancer cell therapy, welcome to contact us for collaboration. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the conference.